Welcome back to the Spash Fieldhouse, where the Youth Dribbling Clinic is taking place at intermission. Nice to see the young kids out there. Basketball is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. Brainerd Funeral Home's a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Now, this message: there are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotive, and this Midwest Communication Station. The Evergreens have taken a lead into the locker room, 38-34 against first place Stevens Point. The Evergreens, I would tell you just to my eyes, should have more attempts at the free throw line. Several no calls when the Evergreens were driving to the rim, just whistles that didn't sound. The Evergreens have Jake Braunhagen with three fouls, two on Ethan Ostrowski, and single fouls each on Brian Hallenbach and Cade Sievertson. Spash has two starters with two fouls, Elliot Eron and Eben Vollendorf. Single fouls on Brendan Klisch, who's the first man off the bench, and starter Darren Zwicker. Leading scorers, Zion Turner leads everyone with 11. Brian Hallenbach has six. Braden Kinderman has five, and Keaton Edwards has five. Four for Cade Sievertson, two for Alex Studeman, two for Ethan Ostrowski, and yeah, big Jake Braunhagen hit that three too, so Braunhagen's got three for the Evergreens. Spash is led by Eben Vollendorf with 10, and 6 points each. Again, it's a balanced scoring sheet when you play Stevens Point. Six apiece for Nolan Blair, Travis Johnson, and Adam Willoughby. Four for Elliot Eron, and two for Darren Zwicker. Spash is a perfect 7-for-7 from the free throw line. The Evergreens are a perfect 4-for-4. Beg your pardon, Spash is 7-of-8. Each team has hit three threes in the first half. Tomorrow we were scheduled for a hockey game on Fox Sports, a noon face-off against Onalaska, but because the girls' basketball game had a weather cancellation, we're switching to girls' basketball at Marshfield. You'll hear that live at 3:30, and we'll give preference to a conference game instead of a non-conference game, so that's why girls' basketball goes on and hockey goes off tomorrow. And that'll sound like a great idea until the roads slick up with that freezing rain. Then suddenly we will wish we picked the game at the cozy confines of the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse instead of traveling down to Marshfield. All right, girls' basketball tomorrow. It'll be a live game on Fox Sports. And then on Monday, the rescheduled East-West boys and girls basketball doubleheader. And East and West were going to play last Tuesday. They are rescheduled for Monday, and Tom King will be on the mic for both of those. Boys basketball between the Lumberjacks and Warriors, and then the girls basketball game to follow. An exciting second half awaits. The Evergreens are leading first place Stevens Point 38-34. The Evergreens are looking to get a 13-game monkey off their back. It has been forever since the Evergreens have beat Stevens Point. The second half will tell the tale of this one, and we'll get underway when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back. Spash gets the ball to start the second half, and they've got a 4-point deficit. Zion Turner left his road uniform, his road jersey, at home. So Zion is wearing 23 instead of 3. And seems to like 23 just fine, with 11 points to lead all scorers. More importantly, Zion has no fouls. Zion Turner in the defensive sets has usually been matching up against Nolan Blair, and I think Blair is Stevens Point's best player, although granted Smash is a very balanced approach. Alex Studeman, Zion Turner, Keaton Edwards, Ryan Hallenbach, and Ethan Ostrowski will be the starting five for the Evergreens in the second half. Spash is already out on the floor. The Evergreens are just coming out from their bench. Let's see if the Evergreens can hold on to or build on this 4-point lead. Eben Vollendorf will inbound. And One of our young dribblers from the halftime skills displays himself by walking right across half court as we're ready to play. He's probably 4 or 5 years old. Over to Mama, and plays back in, second half underway, to Nolan Blair's hands. Blair gets it over to Zwicker, and now back to Vollendorf. It's Bash again. Everyone gets a touch on the first possession. Travis Johnson just had it. They're working the perimeter here. Blair again, Zion Turner on him. Evergreen's pretty tight man-to-man here. Eron has it. Yeah, Eron was the last person not to touch, and he just did a moment ago. Take 30 seconds off the clock. To Nolan Blair. Blair on a screen, drives in. He trapped. How could that not be a travel? Blair rolls it around the rim, no good. And now they're going to call a goaltend on the Evergreens. A missed call, and the basket's going to count for Nolan Blair. The officiating, hate to say, it's been one-sided. The Evergreens are trying to overcome 6-on-5 in this game. 38-36. Blair staggered backwards. Both of his feet slid before he put that shot up. Two-point game now. Ostrowski, the Evergreens got to sustain and overcome. Zion Turner pull-up, tough running two, no good. Rebound for Studeman, gets it back out to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck, they played soft on him but passed up the three. Bounced down low to Studeman in traffic. Studeman misses at the rim. Contested defense. Spash can take the lead with a three here or tie with a two. Looking to drive in is Johnson, cut off along the baseline. Keaton Edwards got him at the rim. Johnson gets it somehow up and over Edwards. So the first 4 points of the half go to Stevens Point, and we're tied 38-38 just like that. Down low to Studeman. Studeman back up high. Hallenbeck off a screen. Three open. Good! Brian Hallenbeck hits the bottom of the cords for the Evergreens. 41-38. So you love that the Evergreens have an answer. Spash comes back for the tie, and the Evergreens reestablish. 16-20 to play in this one. Vollendorf with his dribble. Now up top, Keaton Edwards is guarding Eron. Eron comes back out for a pass, a three. Does Spash have an answer? It's a miss for Vollendorf. Goes out of bounds. It's off the Evergreens. That grazed off Keaton Edwards. Spash will inbound underneath. That's the right call. No problem there. Nolan Blair will inbound for Stevens Point. To the corner, and Eron goes back out looking to drive in. Vollendorf, he's cut off. Ostrowski, good defense there. Over to Zwicker. Evergreens by three. You know, Spash will pop that three if they're open. Evergreens have four from behind the arc. Spash has three. Nolan Blair gets it over to Vollendorf. Down low at the rim. Basket good for Eron. 41-40. Smash was patient there, was able to feed the low post. Zion Turner double teamed to Studeman in the corner. No pop from there. Foul line extended to Keaton Edwards. Back out to Zion Turner. Got a screen. Foul line extended. Round and out. No good. Hallenbeck crashing the boards. It is loose. Keaton Edwards dribbles it in and tried to go back out to Zion Turner. It's stolen. Spash can take the lead. Knocked out of bounds by Hallenbeck. It will go into the Spash bench and stay with Stevens Point. Evergreens looked like they were going to get a rare offensive rebound there. Keaton Edwards was trying to get the ball back out, and it was knocked away. 41-40, Spash can take the lead here. Wow, with his arm out is Blair along the baseline. Zion Turner doesn't give him an inch, has to go back out. That's supposed to be an area of emphasis. Spinning from the foul line and scoring is Vollendorf, so Spash has come all the way back. They retake the lead. 42-41. Evergreens by four at halftime, now trail by one. Keaton Edwards, low post, down low, in traffic, hit the underside of the backboard. Good defense by Elliot Eron. Eron knew that Keaton Edwards was in a tight spot there. Spash looks to build on the one-point lead. Travis Johnson, 14 and a half left in the game, pulled up, makes the extra pass. A lot of traffic underneath, rolls off the rim. Eron misses at the rack. Keaton Edwards taps it ahead to Zion Turner. Turner looks to split defenders. Baseline, three, Seaver, Studeman, no good. Wow, looked like he had that lined up. It looked good out of his hands. Studeman just found the back rim from that baseline. Spash gets the rebound. Panthers one-point lead still good for them. Travis Johnson directs traffic from the baseline corner on the far side. Studeman's on him, looks to drive in. Studeman, that's a bump. Going to call that foul on Studeman. All right, well, if that level of contact is being called, let's see if the whistle still sounds when the Evergreens go down low. Let's see. Studeman whistled for a touchy foul. Underneath, Spash will inbound non-shooting, all the way up high to Vollendorf. And now we'll go under 14 minutes left in the game. We're early, second half. Spash has outscored the Evergreens 8-3 since halftime. Spash went on a big run the first time these teams met, too. Blew the Evergreens out. So the Evergreens got to make sure that the defense stays solid here. Backing this out is Vollendorf. Ostrowski is on him. Ostrowski's got two fouls. Goes out to Nolan Blair. Zion with no fouls on him. To Vollendorf again. They set a screen for him. Ostrowski fights through it now to Blair. Foul line extended. Tough shot. Studeman blocked it, and it's a late whistle. Oh, my. Oh, my. Studeman gets called for a second foul, and they're going to give free throws here to the never-missing Nolan Blair. Guys, as long as it's called both ways. If that's a foul, something over here on the other end's got to be a foul, too. Nolan Blair misses. Basketball is brought to you by EverythingEvergreens.com, where our referees can listen to our podcast and hear exactly what we're thinking. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at EverythingEvergreens.com, a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, Intercity State Bank, and DeVorney Orthodontics. Second free throw is good, so one of two for Nolan Blair, and it's a two-point game. Spash 43, Everest 41. Evergreens work the perimeter here. This is a half-court set. Hallam back to Studeman. Hands to Keaton Edwards. Studeman looks to drive. He's cut off. Hallenbeck along the baseline goes into the double team. Hallenbeck's in a lot of trouble to Keaton Edwards, who gets a friendly roll, and down it goes. Hallenbeck was going to be in trouble on that double team and got it to Keaton Edwards, who now has 7 points for the game. We're tied 43-43 at the 13-minute mark. Travis Johnson almost stolen by Zion Turner. Back to Nolan Blair. Blair is in trouble along the baseline. A miss there for Zwicker. And Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. His outlet pass is stolen back. Blair to the baseline. A three for Vollendorf. No good. This time Keaton Edwards gets it. And Keaton Edwards holds on to it for sure and hands it to Zion Turner. Tie game. Everest with the ball. Along the baseline, Hallenbeck traveled. Yeah, he did. Right in front of Coach Rocky Bolden. Coach Rocky, who missed a couple of games to illness last week and needed the extra time during the snow and freeze break, is just boiling over because the whistles have not been 50-50. Hallenbeck did travel there. So in a tie game, the Evergreens have turned the ball over. 12:20 left to decide this one, and we're tied 43-43. Iran up high, off the switch. To Travis Johnson, Studeman is on him. To Blair, Zion Turner guards Blair for most of the game. Wow, nice pass to the baseline, a bounce pass to Vollendorf, who scores. Vollendorf cut to the rim and beat Keaton Edwards. Zion Turner splits defenders to the rim, off the rack, no good. Zion gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good, out of bounds, should be Everest ball. Should be Everest ball, and it's not. Actually, they called a foul on Zion Turner battling for the loose ball. So obviously it's not Everest ball. Spash leads 45-43 and has the ball. The whistles have just not been even in this game. And when the teams are evenly matched, boy, that makes a difference. Foul line extended, rolls around the cylinder and in for Vollendorf, who has 6 in the second half and is now the leading scorer for the game. He's got 16. Spash by 4, 47-43. Studeman cut off. Back to Hallenbeck. Three ball in the air, off the back rim. The Everest outside shooting is suddenly cold. That went off Stevens Point. They got that right. The referee on the baseline was about to point the wrong way, then looked around and got it right. It went off Zwicker underneath. Evergreens will keep the ball. For a moment, I thought that was going to be another call that went against the Evergreens. Hallenbeck inbounds, cutting to the rim. Studeman, who scores. Cuts the small Spash lead in half. It's 47-45. Up comes Travis Johnson. Baseline, long two. This is a tough shot and a miss for Vollendorf. It's short. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound, and Vollendorf fouled him following the miss. It's the first foul against Spash in the half.
Spash foul number 12.
Vollendorf has picked up his third. And to the bench he goes. Adam Willoughby comes in. Willoughby gives up an inch or two. Willoughby popped 2 3-pointers in the first half, so the Evergreens will have to adjust their defense for that. 47-45 Stevens Point, but Everest has the ball. This possession will bring us under 11 minutes to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck off a screen. Drives in, back to Zion Turner. Three ball for the lead. Rims around and down it goes for Zion Turner. First points of the second half are a three, and it's another lead change. 48-47 Evergreen. Into the front court, Travis Johnson. This will be a half-court set. Johnson picks up his dribble. Keaton Edwards is banging down low. They're letting that go. To Willoughby in the corner. Zion Turner reached in. Zion Turner's going to get called for his second foul. No problems. He's got more to give. Zion Turner playing for a steal there against Willoughby. Again, but this game has been called touchy on the outside, particularly against the Evergreens. And then go to the rack with the ball, and it's like anything goes. Spash inbounds out near the half-court line for Travis Johnson. Evergreens lead by one. Gets the ball over to Brendan Klisch, who's, again, the sixth man off the bench for Stevens Point. Now to Blair. Got a man in traffic. Blocked. Blocked away. Studeman got a hand on it. Evergreens in transition. Three on three. Bounce pass. Hallenbeck to Zion Turner. Scores! Hallenbeck fed Zion Turner. 50-47. Momentum now wearing the green of the Evergreens. Back and forth we go. This has been a good high school basketball game. Three could tie it for Spash if they so choose. Klisch now the open three. Willoughby, good. And the Evergreens contested him too. Hallenbeck came out to guard him. That three knots us at 50. 10 minutes to play. Hallenbeck drives in to the baseline. Studeman thought about the long two. Almost bodied out of bounds. He's fouled. Studeman dangerous there because he left his feet along the baseline in a tight spot. This is a bailout foul, and it goes on Elliot Eron. It's his third. In this tie game, the Evergreens will inbound the ball, and Vollendorf comes back in now with three fouls. Evergreens got to set up a low block play so he can get Vollendorf's fourth. The Evergreens got to be aware of this. To Studeman in traffic, that's a block. No whistle, and Vollendorf was involved in it. Vollendorf and Studeman connect, and the ball comes underneath, and no whistle sounds. My goodness. Could have been a fourth foul there. Jeez. Stevens Point gets the ball back, tied 50-50. Through my green and yellow lensed glasses, the Evergreens not gotten a fair shake on some of these calls. Spash gets the ball back. Adam Willoughby open for a three. A miss from Vollendorf. Hallenbeck has the rebound come out to him all the way near half court. Hallenbeck to Zion Turner. Baseline no look to Ostrowski down low. Ostrowski's double team goes back out. Studeman straight on three. Good! Ostrowski passed up a tough double-team shot and went back out to Studeman, who drained it. 53-50. Spash coming back the other end. Can the Evergreens get a stop? We're under 9 minutes now. Back out. Looking to drive in Klisch to the rim. He missed. Keaton Edwards over his back. No call. A miss, a roll, a friendly offensive rebound for Elliot Eron, who gets it back in. 53-52. Evergreens have that ball knocked out of bounds. It's off onto the Smash defenders. Cade Sievertson comes in. Ostrowski comes out. 8:37 left in this game. The Evergreens have the ball and a one-point lead. Hallenbeck will inbound underneath. To Studeman, back to Hallenbeck. Foul line, he's open. He got underneath. They're going to say he traveled. Yeah, he did. He dragged that back foot while trying to duck underneath the defender. Hallenbeck's been called for a third turnover. Darren Zwicker comes back in, and Elliot Eron with three fouls will come back out. So off the Everest turnover, Smash gets the ball back and a chance to retake the lead. It's 53-52 Evergreens. Now 8.5 to play. Clock's moving again. Klisch hands it back to Zwicker. Cade Sievertson is guarding now Vollendorf. That's probably a matchup that Spash would like. Sievertson comes out, gives it over to Willoughby. Willoughby's a three-point threat. Hallenbeck guards him closely. Gives up the ball. Evergreen's pretty tight defense here. Evergreen's looking for a defensive stop. Gets over to Nolan Blair. Blair is only 3 points since halftime, and he's their best scorer. Up high, looking to drive in. Blair to the rim. He scores. It's another lead change. Zion Turner with two fouls, backed off, not wanting to commit his third. Studeman down low to Sievertson, reversing and scores. Another lead change. Fed there by Studeman to Sievertson. 55-54 Evergreens. Back and forth we go. Neither of these teams had a chance to catch their breath either. No timeouts have been called here. And Studeman is riding Brendan Klisch into the front court, and Studeman's going to get called for it. He's going to pick up his third. And Smash will inbounds underneath. Team's fifth. Out for a three. Good for Vollendorf. Another lead change. Now it's 57-55. So on one shot, the Evergreens' one-point lead turns to a two-point deficit. 7:20 to play. The Evergreens want a timeout. It's a fine time for one. Each team has lots of timeouts remaining in this game. Stevens Point 55, DC Everest. Stevens Point 57, DC Everest 55. 57-55. Back after this break on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back. Did you know the DC Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Equipment and scholarships. Please consider volunteering your time for the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. In this two-point game, the Evergreens have the ball. He was Zion Turner off a screen from Ostrowski, drives in, extra pass to Keaton Edwards, fights through the double team. Edwards scores. Zion Turner feeds the low post. Keaton Edwards has nine, and the game is tied 57 apiece with 7 minutes to decide the outcome. Tell me which way this one goes. Nolan Blair around the perimeter. Willoughby guarded closely by Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck's not going to give him separation to pop a three here. Smash has got a half-court look. They back this ball out to Vollendorf in the corner. Back out Willoughby. That's blocked by Hallenbeck. Ball is loose. Hallenbeck picks it up. Hallenbeck's going to the rim, and he scores. Evergreens retake the lead. Hallenbeck, that's the play of the night for the Evergreens. He blocked it, ran the race to the loose ball, won the race, and then scored at the rim and reversed underneath the rim for good measure. 59-57, the Evergreens are back on top. Smash down low. Do they have an answer? Vollendorf is cut off, back out for a three. This could be another lead change, and it is. Nolan Blair stuck that one. Had an Evergreens player fighting through the screen. 60-59, back and forth we go. Smash by one. Here's Ostrowski over to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck's directing behind the arc there. They played Sievertson soft there. Double team stolen. Hallenbeck steals it right back. Hallenbeck extra pass to Sievertson along the baseline. He misses. Keaton Edwards rebound. Good! Keaton Edwards on the offensive boards. Gets into double digits. 61-60. Back and forth we go. Evergreens on top now. 5:40 left and counting down. Nolan Blair cut off by Zion Turner. Blair keeps his dribble cut off along the baseline. Blocked from behind Keaton Edwards. That was clean. Evergreens 3-on-3. Zion Turner's got the ball to the baseline. Keaton Edwards 3. Good! Keaton Edwards is having a game. Edwards has 9 in the second half. 64-60. Everest was up by 4 at halftime. They're up by 4 now. Smash is going to bring the clock under 5 minutes on this possession. So now it's Stevens Point that's got to sweat out a little bit. Vollendorf's got the ball on the baseline. Willoughby is cut off. Good defense by Hallenbeck. Willoughby, a lot of dribbling there. Goes back out to Vollendorf. Cuts in. Double team to the rim. He is fouled. Free throws coming up. Vollendorf to the free throw line. These are the first free throws of the second half. The foul is on Keaton Edwards. That's good for the Evergreens. Edwards and Ostrowski were part of the double team at the rim. It would have been Ostrowski's third foul. Instead, it's Keaton Edwards' first. Vollendorf is 3-for-3 from the foul line, and now he's 4-for-4. Basketball is brought to you by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh, homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. Ostrowski comes out. Jake Broadhagen comes in. Hey, Big Jake, now would be a fine time to stick a three. Broadhagen's been doing that all season. Vollendorf makes the second free throw. It's a two-point game, 64-62 Evergreens. 4:50 to play. Broadhagen's got it in the corner, double teamed and turned it over. Was trying to go back out to Zion Turner. It was knocked away. Spash can tie or take the lead with a three. Passing up the open three was Zwicker. Instead, they work around to Travis Johnson. Johnson almost lost the handle. Goes back out while the Evergreens played Zwicker short too, almost daring him to shoot. And Spash pulls the ball back out to Vollendorf. Got Sievertson on him. Vollendorf had that ball knocked away. It's out of bounds on him. Oh, it's going to stay with Spash. I guess that ball pinballed around underneath. Spash will keep the ball and will inbound underneath their basket. Vollendorf dribbled into a lot of traffic. Look, there are a lot of hands battling for that ball. The referee says White of Stevens Point. Inbounded to Nolan Blair. Zion Turner bodied him up pretty good. Goes back out to Travis Johnson. Johnson between the legs off a screen. While Hallenbach is driven down to the floor on a moving screen. No call. The Spash player was moving with Hallenbach and had him down below the waist. Dribbling in is Vollendorf, who scores, and that ties the game. That's a big no call. 64-64. It's been a game of no calls. The Evergreens are trying to still battle through. Game is tied. Now 4 minutes to play. Keaton Edwards looks to drive in with his dribble. Keaton Edwards is cut off. Keaton's got to be careful here. It's knocked away. It'll stay with the Evergreens. And the Evergreens want Ostrowski back in. And Alex Studeman comes back in too. So Jake Broadhagen, who turned the ball over with his one touch, comes out. And the Evergreens are also taking Cade Sievertson out. They want the size of Studeman here. Evergreens inbound. Zion Turner, quick release. Three high, arcing off the back rim. No good. Hallenbach with the rebound to Ostrowski down low, who misses. Too strong. Ostrowski tips it back. Evergreens get the ball. Zion Turner. Turner to Keaton Edwards. It's down to his legs. Ball's loose. Spash picks it up. Evergreens can't find the handle in this 64-64 game. Baseline three. Good for Nolan Blair. That's a key sequence. Zion Turner back the other way to the rim. Zion too strong and no foul. Wow, Zion Turner trying to drive back in. It's a three-point lead for Spash, and now we've got a reach in on the Evergreens. A good Stevens Point team goes into the bonus now. That foul is on Hallenbeck. Zion Turner to the rim and no whistle. Got to be careful here because the Evergreens had this lead. Momentum's kind of shifted back to Spash here. 67-64 Stevens Point, and Travis Johnson, first free throws of the night for him, and it's a 1-1, so live on a miss with 3 minutes left in the game. It's a make. The Stevens Point team doesn't miss much at the free throw line. Basketball is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Second free throw, no good. Ostrowski gets the rebound. Spash's lead is four. 68-64. Under 3 minutes to play now. Ostrowski back out to Zion Turner. Drives in double teamed. And Zion Turner is fouled. He made the basket, but this is before the shot. It's a mock cheer from the Everest fans here because finally a whistle has gone on a drive for the Evergreens. Zwicker is called for it. It's his first, team's third. Evergreens inbound underneath to Studeman in traffic. Makes an extra pass down low. Back out Zion Turner. Three, the Evergreens need it, and it's off the back bracket. Keaton Edwards with a big long rebound. Back to Zion Turner. Pass back out. Knocked away loose. Picked up by Ostrowski. The Evergreens keep the ball. Trailing by four. You really can't afford empty trips at this point in the game. 2.5 to play. Zion Turner, they double team him. Zion Turner looks to drive into Edwards. Baseline three. No good. Keaton thought he had it. It grazed the back of the rim. That's a big miss. It's a four-point game, and the Evergreens need a defensive stop. And Stevens Point, with a two-possession advantage here, may try and be deliberate. Hallenbach reached in. He almost stole that ball. That ball is loose on the floor. And what are they calling? That ball should be loose. Who called the foul? They're going to call a delayed foul on Hallenbach. I can't believe it. The official closest to it saw that as a clean steal, and the official on the other side of the floor blows the whistle. That's incredibly poor officiating. And it's a 1-1 the other way. But what are they saying now? They're going to call the foul on Spash. That's still a bad call, but the official closest to it is play on Hallenbach reaching in and knocking that ball away, and it's the outside official who blows the whistle. It's not his call. And the players, after Hallenbeck knocked that ball away, were wondering who the foul was on or what the call was on. And I don't know why the Spash coach is out on the floor getting the explanation. If the foul was called, it's a foul. The Evergreens will get the ball. Now they're going to huddle up. And what are they going to do? Is the coach going to be a paid lobbyist? Does he have to register on K Street to get this call to go his way? I mean, the official outside whistled a foul. It's a bad time for a whistle, but it's a foul. How could it not be? The Spash coach comes out, conferences with all three teams, and they've got to give the ball to the Evergreens. How could they not? It's going to be Everest ball. But they're not posting a foul on the play. That's zany. You know, I've got the memo from the WIAA asking everyone to go easy on our officials, show as much sportsmanship as you can. I would say in response to that, and by the way, I agree with the message. Agree with the message completely. But for a game like this, we got to get a better officiating crew. This game has been called. This has been bizarre. Evergreens get the ball. We're going to go under 2 minutes to play. Hallenbeck to the rim. He's fouled, and he misses at the rim. Two big free throws coming up for Hallenbeck.
Spash foul number two, Travis Johnson.
I mean, you almost wish that the league would grade the officials and put the best crews on the best games. Hallenbeck's first free throw, he bricked it. It's a line drive and a miss. Basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. The second free throw rolls around, and that's a miss too. 68-64. So for the Evergreens, that amounts to an empty trip off of a weird whistle. Spash is going to take a timeout. They lead by four, and they have the ball. You know, if Spash hits a three here, that's going to knock the Evergreens' lights out. 1:54 left. The Evergreens trail by four and will need a defensive stop when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Spash Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conlon. Evergreens have to tighten the defense and have to get a stop here. Spash will have the ball and a 68-64 lead with 1:54 left in the game. And Nolan Blair will inbound. Again, Spash has the luxury in this spot of popping a three that could break the Evergreens' heart. It's inbounded into the backcourt to Travis Johnson. Hallenbeck drives on him defensively. Wow, he picked up his dribble, goes back out. Put that ball right into the lane, one step below the foul line. Was in trouble there for a moment and goes back out. The Evergreens will foul Travis Johnson. Johnson's one for two from the free throw line. This is a 1-1. So the Evergreens spend this foul with a lot of time left on the clock. 1:41 left in the game. It's Hallenbeck's third foul. So let's see what Travis Johnson has from the free throw line. It's a make. Boy, do you increase your chances incredibly of closing out your opponent if you make your free throws. One more coming for Travis Johnson. The rebound on a miss is critical. He got them both. No rebounding opportunity there. Smash by six. 70-64. Here comes Zion Turner to Hallenbeck. Evergreens have to be... They can work for a good shot here, but can't take huge amounts of time. Studeman drives in to Hallenbeck. Thought about the three. Hallenbeck with his dribble in traffic. Back out to Studeman. Studeman is in traffic. Drives to the rim. Left hand scores. Studeman with the basket. Do the Evergreens want a timeout? No. They'll play on. Studeman's got nine. 70-66. Spash gets over the timeline to Nolan Blair. Got Keaton Edwards up in the air. Blair to the baseline and Zwicker back out. The Evergreens will again commit the foul. This time it's Vollendorf, and Vollendorf's a good free throw shooter. He's 5 for 5 tonight. It's the final 1-1, and it is the fourth foul on Hallenbeck. So we're gambling here that Vollendorf, after making his first five tonight from the free throw line, has a miss in him in this 4-point game. Live on a miss, it's a make. So Spash down the stretch of this game is 5 of 6 from the free throw line. just keeping the door closed for now. Second free throw, that's a make two. Back to a 6-point lead. Smash calls timeout. Just 1:10 left in the game now. It's 72-66. Boy, the Evergreens sure played Smash much, much tougher than when these teams met back in 2018. Evergreens were blown out 75-51, and the Evergreens were bad in the second half in that game. Evergreens had a 4-point lead at halftime. They trail by 6 now, 72-66. Basketball is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed at the Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Medford, Clover, and Wausau, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays, that'll be tomorrow, from 8 to noon in Wausau. Or online at bonejoint.net. The Evergreens kind of need a break, need one or two little things to go their way. Everest will have the ball out of this timeout, but they trail by 6. There's only 70 seconds left in the game. I mean, not impossible, but the odds favor Stevens Point. The Evergreens have Zion Turner, Alex Studeman, Ethan Ostrowski, Keaton Edwards, and Brian Hallenbeck on the floor for this final minute and 10 seconds. Hallenbeck plays with 4 fouls. Evergreens roll it in, and Hallenbeck picks it up near half court. Clock's moving again to Zion Turner. To Studeman. 105, 104, 103. Ostrowski surveys down low to Zion Turner at the rim. He scores. That's a 2, and the Evergreens will take a timeout. So a 6-point lead is now down to a 4-point lead with 58 seconds left. The timeout allows the Evergreens to set up full court pressure, play for a steal. I mean, who do you foul should the ball go in? Nolan Blair is 1-for-2 from the free throw line, but he's an elite free throw shooter for the season. Travis Johnson, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Vollendorf for the game is a perfect 7-for-7. Zwicker is 2-for-2. I mean, you don't have a lot of options for people to foul if you're hoping to put Smash on the free throw line. And the foul that the Evergreens might commit if they can't steal the ball here would put Smash in the double bonus. Not knowing the outcome of this game yet, the Evergreens have a lot to be happy with about playing better against the best team in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. But, I mean, it's February now, so there's no consolation prize for most improved at this time in the season. Bottom line is, if the Evergreens don't have a surprise comeback in them, they're going to go back below 500 in league play. The Evergreens will not guard the inbounder. Smash does have to go the length of the floor. So it's 5 defenders against 4 players for Smash as Stevens Point inbounds the ball, leading 72-68. Blair inbounds it to Travis Johnson. Double-teamed in the backcourt, Johnson gets out of it. Into the frontcourt, a lot of dribble. Stolen by Keaton Edwards. Ahead to Zion Turner, one-on-one. Turner to the rim, he scores. It's a 2-point game. 44 seconds, 43, 42. Evergreens double-team in the backcourt. Smash gets it ahead. Smash has a 4-on-2 if they want to press this. Cade Sievertson reaches in and fouls. So, I mean, in a 2-point game, if Smash only gets one of these free throws, it becomes a 1-possession game. 39 seconds left. The foul is on Sievertson. Vollendorf, who has not missed yet. 7-for-7. 2 free throws here. And he makes the first one. Vollendorf is a junior. This has been an impressive display from the free throw line. 73-70. This is the one that makes it a 2-possession game. This is the important one. It's good. Vollendorf is 9-for-9. 74-70. Evergreens will walk the ball up, then the clock starts moving. 39 seconds left in the game, counting down. Zion Turner to Ostrowski, open for a 3. The Evergreens need it, and they didn't get it. Off the front rim, Smash gets a rebound. Maybe one miss too many. Travis Johnson is fouled by Zion Turner. Zion's third, 29 seconds left in the game. Smash by 4 and a chance to go up by more. Travis Johnson will shoot the double bonus. Johnson tonight is 3-for-4. He makes it. Now 4-for-5. Spash has just not missed at the free throw line down the stretch. This one would bump the lead back up to six. And he does. And now just 29 seconds left in the game. The Evergreens need a quick three here, I would imagine. Play is back in. Evergreens walk the ball up. Hallenbeck's got it. Zion Turner off a screen. A three high, arcing. No good off the front rim. Severson scores, and he's fouled on the putback with 19 seconds left. Boy, that's a foul you do not make in that spot.
That's good. Studeman
on the putback gets the basket, tapping it up off the Zion Turner miss. The foul is on Elliot Aaron, his fourth. A free throw make would make it a three-point, one-possession game. The free throw is huge here. Studeman eyes the rim. It's no good. Rebound is loose in the corner. Evergreens to it, and they call timeout. No, they keep it. Zion Turner. It's a four-point game. Turner to the rim, hanging. He's fouled, and he scores! Maybe the Evergreens do have a comeback in him. Zion Turner has just scored. The basket makes it a two-point game, and the free throw, if true, would make it a one-point game. Travis Johnson commits the foul. 12 seconds left. Zion Turner's free throw no good. On a miss, rebounded to Travis Johnson. The Evergreens foul. Johnson will walk down to the other end. Now there are just 10 seconds left in the game. Foul is on Keaton Edwards. Here's the bottom line with 10 seconds left. If Travis Johnson makes both the free throws, the game is probably over. But if he misses one and the Evergreens get the rebound, the Evergreens could set up a game-tying three. The Evergreens are hoping for one miss here from Travis Johnson. And there it is. He just missed the front end. 10 seconds left here. So even if he makes, the Evergreens can try for a game-tying three. It's 76-74. Johnson's second free throw, he got that one. Do the Evergreens want a timeout? Yes, sir, they do. 77-74, but improbably the Evergreens are going to get a crack at tying this game. 10 seconds left. The Evergreens will have to go the length of the floor. Should there be a tie-up, the arrow points to the Evergreens. By the way, Spash could foul the Evergreens and make them shoot a 1-1. You know what? That may be Stevens Point strategy. That's the way I'd play it. I'm not sure I'd give the Evergreens a chance at tying you here. The Evergreens could foul on the inbounds. As long as it's not shooting, it'd be a 1-1. I think coaching 101 tells you that Spash commits the foul and doesn't let the Evergreens get off a three. That'd be a hard and frustrating way to lose, but I think that's the right way you play it. Spash leads 77-74. All right. Evergreens are discussing strategy down in front of us. Ten seconds left. Spash by three, but the Evergreens get the ball. Again, Spash could foul and put the Evergreens on the free throw line instead of letting them get a crack from behind the arc here. Ostrowski inbounds to Zion Turner. Clock's moving again. They are not fouling Zion Turner. To Hallenbeck. Back to Turner. Three to tie. It's in the air. Good! With 3 seconds left. A tie game. Spash calls timeout. Zion Turner has just tied the game. And it was well defended. A high arcing three over the outstretched hands. And down it goes. They're going to discuss whether they're going to put time back on the clock. The clock shows 1 second left in regulation. I think they're going to leave it right there. They're going to leave it where it is. Spash will have... No, they're putting time back on. 2 seconds on the clock. Spash still has to go the length of the floor. Zion Turner. That's a senior for you. Over 1,000 points from the Evergreens played last week. The Evers bench cannot believe that time's been put on the clock. I mean, Spash is like a vampire. You got to drive the stake through the heart to get a win here. Officially, since the scoreboard shows tenths of a second, it's 2 seconds and 8 tenths. 2.8. Spash had been so good down the stretch of this game from the free throw line, but Travis Johnson went 1-for-2. Spash really should have fouled and put the Evergreens in the 1-and-1. There's no way you let Zion Turner get a crack at you with the clock running down like that. That's a coaching mistake by Stevens Point, in my opinion. Spash will get the ball. You know what? The Evergreens got to make sure they don't commit any foul on the inbounds play here, too. A lot of friendly whistles have sounded for Stevens Point. You can't afford one here. Spash will go to the free throw line and win this game. 2.8 left. Tied 77-77. Spash has to go the length of the floor. Spash inbounds it underneath and throws it in. 2-1. This is going to be thrown out of bounds, and we go to overtime. 77-77. Well, this game was so good, we'll need some extra time to decide it.
4 minute overtime.
That didn't look like a good look at all. Spash inbounded to another player on the baseline and was hoping that someone would lob the ball down the floor and instead threw it out of bounds. 77-77 at the end of regulation. If you are unfamiliar, in overtime, we play 4 minutes. The overtime session starts with a jump ball at center court. It's a Zion Turner three that sent us to overtime. Zion with 14 in the second half and 25 for the game. Who's in foul trouble? Ryan Hallenbeck has 4. Alex Studeman has 3. Jake Broadhagen has 3. For Spash, Elliot Eron has 4 fouls. Evan Vollendorf has 3. The Evergreens could send Ostrowski or Keaton Edwards out to jump center here, and the Evergreens would have a height advantage. So it is the Evergreens who battle back in the closing minutes. If the Evergreens don't pull this out, man, they will have gone down hard tonight. And if the Evergreens pull this out, this is the Evergreens' best win of the season. The Evergreens have a win in overtime from earlier this year. I believe this is Spash's first time playing overtime. Keaton Edwards is sent out to jump against Elian Eron. Again, Eron's got 4 fouls. All right, so let's keep this candle lit. Evergreens control the tap. Keaton Edwards, you know, that was a bad jump ball. That ball, when it was put in the air, favored Keaton Edwards, and he tapped it back to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck, Ostrowski, Studeman, Keaton Edwards, and Zion Turner, the 5 on the floor for the Evergreens. To Hallenbeck, foul out extended back out to Ostrowski, who's been kind of quiet today. Gives it back to Zion Turner off a screen. Turner, extra pass to Keaton Edwards, extra pass down low to Ostrowski, who's fouled, and he scores! So the Evergreens will play from in front in the overtime. Keaton Edwards made the extra pass to Ostrowski, who I said was quiet. He's got only 4 points so far in the game. A big free throw could put the Evergreens up by 3. The foul was on Travis Johnson. The free throw is good. The Evergreens retake the lead for the first time in forever. It is 80-77 in overtime. The big possum walks late along the baseline drive. That's blocked by Keaton Edwards. Ball is loose on the floor. Zion Turner picks it up. 2-on-2. Z should back this out. Smart play. Zion Turner didn't have to push there. Evergreens by 3 and the ball. The Evergreens will run this as a half-court set. Hallenbeck to Studeman. Back to Hallenbeck. And now Zion Turner again splits defenders, picks up his dribble, goes back out. 3 minutes to play, so we're 1 minute down in overtime. Evergreens with the ball and a three-point lead. Give and go from Studeman to Ostrowski, cut off on the baseline. Back out to Edwards, and now the Evergreens will reset again. Evergreens being patient, it'd be great if they could take time off and get a basket. Here's Hallenbeck directing traffic. Evergreens, everything's behind the arc here. Hallenbeck again, dribbles. Studeman, double team him for a moment, gives it back to Hallenbeck. Evergreens being very, very patient. Hallenbeck still has his dribble. Over to Zion Turner. 2:30 to play in halftime. In overtime, beg your pardon. over to Hallenbeck again, and now to Studeman and Zion Turner. Evergreen's playing this behind the arc. Zion Turner splits defenders to the baseline. Ostrowski is open for a three, no reason to pop it. You're in the driver's seat here. Studeman thought about the 3-2, guarded closely, dribbles along the baseline, goes back out to Ostrowski. It's tipped. Ostrowski recovers, saves the possession, goes back out to Hallenbeck, and now Spash commits a foul. This will be a 1-1. Spash didn't want the Evergreens to take half the time off the clock here. The foul is on Travis Johnson, who's just picked up his fourth. And it is Ostrowski, who just made a free throw a moment ago, who's shooting a 1-1 here. Evergreens lead by three. Ethan, these are big free throws. Live on a miss. It's a make. Ethan Ostrowski has all 4 points in overtime for the Evergreens, and they lead 81-77. Spash has beaten the Evergreens 13 times in a row. Will it end tonight? Second free throw is a miss. Studeman gets the rebound. Nice. He's called for over the back. Loose ball foul. With the Evergreens leading by four, we're going to walk down to the other end, and Spash is going to get free throws.
Evers foul number four, Alex Studeman.
Evan Vollendorf, who is all world from the free throw line, he's 9 for 9, and he's shooting the double bonus here down at the other end. That's a loose ball foul on the Evergreens, leading 81-77. First free throw, good. Vollendorf must spend a lot of time in the gym. Got the look of a gym rat to me. Ostrowski and Keaton Edwards are on the low blocks for the Evergreens, should there be a miss here. Vollendorf's second free throw, of course he made it. That's 11 for 11 in this game from the free throw line, and the Evergreens' lead is halved from 4 to 2. Now under 2 minutes to play in overtime. 81-79, trees over Panthers. Here's Alex Studeman with the ball. Studeman with his dribble, a lot of dribbling and a reach in. They're going to put Studeman on the line. It's a 1-1. Studeman is 0 for 1 from the free throw line. These are big free throws. Again, it's can the Evergreens hit the free throws down the stretch? They lead by 2. The ball is live on a miss. Studeman eyes the rim and misses it off the back bracket. Spash gets the rebound, so the door is left open for Stevens Point. 1:45 to play in overtime. Got a whistle. Offensive foul on Stevens Point. Vollendorf had his arm out trying to create separation, and that is finally a friendly whistle for the Evergreens. Actually, they're going to call that on Elliot Eron, and that's his fifth. If that stays on Eron, he's out of the game. And he is. Now, the Spash coach is going to lobby that should be on Vollendorf, and that's not the way it's called. Eron is out. Evergreens with a 2-point lead are getting the ball back. That's a big, big call that finally went against Spash. And again, to my eyes, so many calls have gone Stevens Point's way in this game. That one didn't. The Evergreens get the ball back, and the Evergreens are taking a timeout. Everest leads 81-79 with 1:42 left in overtime. Evergreen scored the first 4 points of overtime. Spash then got 2 Vollendorf free throws, and the Evergreens have missed 2 free throws in this overtime, so that doesn't help the cause. By the way, now both teams are in the double bonus. No more 1-1s here. Good. Everest has the ball. And a 2-point lead. Should the ball be tied up, the arrow goes to Stevens Point. I believe Smash will just put in Adam Willoughby. Willoughby's been a force off the bench for Smash. He's got 3 threes, 9 points tonight. Willoughby's got no fouls. Senior. Evergreens will be inbounding this ball in the backcourt. Again, I think Smash made a mistake, a strategic mistake at the end of regulation. The Evergreens were down by 3, and Smash had fouls to give. They could have fouled the Evergreens and denied them a game-tying 3. Instead, Zion Turner, high-arcing a well-defended 3 that Zion hit, sent that ball up to the rafters and down through the cords, which tied this game at 77 apiece. Hallenbeck in the backcourt. Time is back in. 1.5 to play in the game. Hallenbeck double-team, gets it over to Studeman. Studeman is guarded closely. They're reaching in, gets it back to Hallenbeck. And now Zion Turner out at the center circle. Evergreens by two and possession. Evergreens can hold for a good shot. Get the ball to Studeman again. Studeman gets out of the double team to the corner and Ostrowski. Ostrowski goes all the way across to Zion Turner. Down to 1:15 left in overtime. Studeman got the double team on him. Studeman cross court to Ostrowski, who's all alone underneath, and he scores. Ethan Ostrowski. Ostrowski's got 6 points for the Evergreens. Back up by four, and there's 1 minute to play in overtime. Driving into the rim, fouled, and scored is Vollendorf. Vollendorf cuts the lead from 4-2, and he's got a free throw coming. And Vollendorf doesn't miss at the free throw line. Ostrowski committed the foul. 58 seconds left. Spash sure hangs tough in these spots. Vollendorf 11 for 11 from the free throw line. He's 12 for 12. It's a one-point game. 58 seconds left, 83-82. Evergreens have the ball. Clock's moving again. 55, 54, 53. It's in Zion Turner's hands. Can the Evergreens close out to Zion Turner, who has the ball? Turner bounces back to Hallenbeck near half court, splits defenders, bounces over to Studeman, and now back to Zion Turner. 40 seconds left. Smash going to have to foul sooner or later. Almost stolen from Hallenbeck. Down low to Alex Studeman, who scores. It's a three-point game, though. Three could tie it. 30 seconds left. 85-82. Evergreens, truth be known, wanted time rather than that. A three. Good for Vollendorf. Tie game again. 20 seconds left. 85-85. 15-14. It is the Evergreens who will get a shot to win this game here. Zion Turner for the Evergreens holds it back out. 10 seconds left in the overtime. Turner still has his dribble. They set a high screen for him. Drives to the rim. Turner, contact. He's fouled with 3 seconds left. Zion Turner's going to the free throw line. Zion Turner to the free throw line in this tie game with only 3 ticks left in overtime. The foul was on Vollendorf. You know, if Vollendorf didn't foul him, Zion was going to score at the rim. So here's the senior with 2 free throws in a tie game, the first of which is good. Zion Turner sent us to overtime with a 3. He's got the Evergreens up by 1 now. So on a make, Spash could still come down, hit a late 3 and win this thing. Free throw. Good. Zion Turner hits them both. Spash wants a timeout. 87-85. Zion Turner with a 3 to send us to overtime and 2 free throws to give the Evergreens this lead. Spash will have to go the length of the floor. They have 3 seconds to operate. Again, a 3 wins it. Work it down low for a 2 to tie it. If Spash does not have some magic at the buzzer, they will have lost 3 of their last 4, so that's unusual for Stevens Point. And the Evergreens, you have to go back to 2000 and forever for the last time the Evergreens have beaten Stevens Point. Tied 77-77 at regulation. The Evergreens have outscored Spash 10-8 in overtime. 87-85. So Spash with 3 seconds, you know, 3 seconds is sure enough to dribble 2 or 3 times or to make a pass. So, I mean, Spash, I would imagine, is going to get this ball into the front court, I would think. Evergreens will not guard the inbounds player. Spash has all 4 of their players, their offensive players, across half court. Plays in. That's a 5-second violation. The Evergreens get the ball. They're going to win. They're going to say that Travis Johnson stepped on the end line. The Evergreens will get the ball, and that's how this game's going to end. The Evergreens are going to inbound the ball. Time's going to run out. Travis Johnson, it wasn't a 5-second count, although it was close. Johnson had his ball on the, had his foot on the end line. And the Evergreens will get the ball back underneath their own basket. 3 seconds left. It's a weird time for that mistake. The Evergreens taking anything they can get. Hallenbeck inbounds to Ostrowski. They foul him. Ostrowski goes to the free throw line to try and throw a dagger here for the Evergreens. And why not? Ostrowski has been a huge force in overtime. He has 6 of the Evergreens' 10 points. This Everest bench and this Everest team is going to explode after this win. It's been such a long time coming. So happy for Zion Turner, who's going to get this win probably in his final game as a senior. 2 seconds left in the game, 2 free throws for the Evergreens, and a 2-point lead. So twos are wild here. Ethan Ostrowski, first of 2 free throws, good. This is the one that would close things out for the Evergreens. Ostrowski's second would make it a 4-point game. It's a miss. Spash will call a timeout. 2 seconds left. Spash again will have to go the length of the floor in a 3-point game. But now, the worst that can happen to the Evergreens is a miracle 3 to tie us again. Boy, though, if you make the free throws, you just close this thing out for good. And there's just a little crack of daylight for the Panthers here. Just tenths of a second came off from the miss to when Smash secured the rebound. Travis Johnson got that rebound. 88-85 Evergreens. Yeah, Smash had the ball down by 2 with 3 seconds. I mean, this is the longest 3 seconds in the history of mankind. I know. The Evergreens have played like a house of fire tonight. This is their best game of the season. Evergreens will put all 5 of their defensive players back in the front court. So Spash is going to have to lob this all the way down, hope for a quick turn and pop from 3. They need a 3 to tie it. Evergreens also, maybe you foul Spash and make them shoot a 2 instead of a 3. We'll see. Spash will inbound. 2 seconds left in overtime. Trees by 3. And again, he stepped on the end line before he threw that ball. Travis Johnson has made the same mistake twice. Johnson was looking to heave the ball down the court. He stepped on the end line, and the ball goes over to the Evergreens. Johnson, that's inexplicable. He's trying to throw the ball from the end line to half court, and while moving the ball forward, he stepped on the end line. The Evergreens get the ball back. Same mistake twice to Zion Edwards. Edwards is fouled with 1 second left, and it's kind of fitting that Z is going to get 2 free throws. And it is Zion Turner who could finally put this game into the win column with no question for the Evergreens. Travis Johnson twice in overtime stepped on the end line while he was inbounding the ball. Wow. 2 free throws for Zion with 1 second left. Zion's missed the first one. Come on, Z, let's not leave anything to chance here. 3-point game, free throw, it's good. A 4-point game, no doubt about it. The Evergreens have defeated the Stevens Point Panthers. Final horn sounds. Evergreens 89, Spash 85 in overtime. Monkey off back. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens, and we will be back with the happiest of recaps after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.